Hello, everyone, and welcome to Linux Crazy Podcast. This is podcast number 48, and in this podcast, I'm just going to talk about my adventures in learning Python. And if you're new to Python, or if you're learning Python and you would like to have a learning partner, send me an email at david@linuxcrazy.com or stop by Freenode. The channel is #LinuxCrazy. I always need to be motivated. It's one of those things that it's really easy to put to the side, but I try to spend 2 to 3 hours a day learning Python. I've gotten to the point now where I can actually create little programs that I use day by day, and I'll post links to all that on the site. It's LinuxCrazy.com. Two of the first things I did was I joined a couple mailing lists. The first one is the Tutor mailing list, and there's links to I'll put links to these on the site, LinuxCrazy.com. Like I said, the first mailing list is Tutor, and it's moderated by some well-known Python authors and pretty good Python administrators, coders, and they'll answer just about any question, but it's mainly geared towards new Python learners. And also another mailing list that is more advanced is the Python mailing list that's right directly from python.org, and they'll answer the simple questions, but they're a little bit harder on people as far as if you ask basically a stupid question, you don't do your research first. The Tutor mailing list seems like they treat new people with kid gloves, so to speak. So I mainly use the Tutor mailing list, but sometimes if I don't get any answer on the Tutor mailing list, I'll go ahead and make sure that I got all my bases covered and go ahead and ask on the big list, the Python list. So what I'll do is I'll go through all the links that I've accumulated and kind of talk about them a little bit. It may help someone. There's a lot of good online information about Python. I know one of the first ones I went through was Alan Gould's little how-to on Python. It's a tutorial. There's going to be a lot of different links here that I'm going to go through. So, like I said, I'm not going to mention each one, you know, like HTTP, double dot, blah, blah. I'm just going to put the links on LinuxCrazy.com. So let's go ahead and get started here. I'm going up here to look at my bookmarks. I mean, I got a pile of them. Tutorial. I'm just going to go from top to bottom here and see what I've run across and I've saved, and I'll kind of explain a little bit. First one I've got here is Programming Crash Course. Yeah, it's really good. It's basically just tells you how to install Python. It gives you the basics on Python. It recommends some books, and it's pretty good. It's really good for the beginner. The next one I have here is One Day of IDLE Toiling, and it's really good. Gets you used to using the IDLE. I use IPython, which is a more full feature, and plus it just looks a lot better. I run it from Aterm, and I've got my Aterm kind of tricked up with X defaults so that it looks real nice. And IPython has a lot of features. I'll put a link to that also at LinuxCrazy.com about IPython. Python 101, An Introduction to Python by Dave Coleman. Excellent. It even has a pretty recent release here, August 7th, 2008. He goes through just about everything, all the basics. Next one I have is Beginner's Guide, Python Info Wiki. And like I said, another one with the basics. I have to go over these things. I just keep going over them and over them. It takes me a while before it kind of sinks in. Like I said, now it seems to be the point now that it's a lot of the basics is kind of sinking in. Oh, also, when I first got started, I started a wiki so that I could put all of my code on the wiki, and I'm always going back to it and seeing how to do what basically would be simple stuff, but to me it's not that simple. But once I can go back and I've got everything pretty well organized, and I call that the Python Group Wiki, and I'll send you a link to that. Also, if you would like to join the Python Group Wiki, just let me know, and you can either create your account or I'll create the account for you, and we'll stick you in there as one of the users, and you can start putting all your code on there. Also, on the Python Group Wiki, I've got a bunch of lessons and different links to all kinds of pretty neat stuff about Python. So go ahead and check that out. Let's see, the next link I got here is, oh yeah, Dive into Python. Excellent. It's a book that's, it's an actual book, but he's put it online. It's either an HTML or a PDF format. It's by, let me see here, who is it by? Oh, Mark Pilgrim. Excellent. And I've gone through that. I went through the whole book online. Online is actually a little bit better, actually, than having the real book. The problem I have with the real books is how do you read the book and do the code at the same time? So I have a book stand that I've bought on eBay. It works so-so. It's actually easier reading online, but some of the books, when I get to the books, and I start talking about the books are excellent because you can keep going back to them. They're really good books. So, all right, the next link is, as you can tell, I didn't really prepare for this podcast, but that's okay too. Oh, Learning to Program. This is the one I was talking about from Alan Gauld, Gauld. This was updated on May of 2007, and it's excellent. He's the guy that he's on the tutor mailing list, and he's there to answer questions also. But he goes through just about everything in the book, in the Learning to Program book. It's an online book. The next one is the Core Python Programming. Now, this book isn't online. It's a book by Wesley Chun. Now, this was the first book that I got, and I started going through the book Core Python Programming, and I got up to, I forget what it was, it's a couple chapters in, and it was the first book I went through, and it kind of went over my head pretty quick. At the beginning, it's pretty basic, and then it actually went over my head. Now, somebody else would be different. But like I said, I'm a little bit slow learner that I have to kind of go over stuff over and over. So I basically put that book to the side. So we'll keep going on the online books, and then I'll get back to this in a minute. The next link I've got is, yeah, this is the Python Quick Reference. It's excellent to have a copy of this. It's by Richard Gruetz, Gruets, and it's excellent. It's good to refer to because it kind of has a reference to everything, and it's really good. So, moving on. Oh yeah, Kent's Corner. Kent Johnson is another one of the guys that's on at the tutor mailing list, and he's got a whole bunch of stuff here at Kent's Corner. Really good stuff. A little bit more advanced stuff, but he's got a whole thing on IPython. Discover Python. This is from the IBM DeveloperWorks tutorials, and this is basically a getting started on Python, but it's good stuff. And this one's the non-programmers tutorial for Python. This is at Wikibooks, and again, it's all the basic stuff. All of these beginning Python tutorials that are geared for non-programmers are good for me because I've never really programmed before. Well, I never programmed before, not even really, never. I did some Bash, but that was about it. It's just like basic Bash scripts. Never really wrote any programs, so this was my first delve into any type of programming, and this is really good. It kind of goes through all the stuff here. Non-Programmer's Tutorial for Python. Excellent wiki book. And Python Course is the next one I got here. This is by Yuta Press. And this is really good. It's got different exercises and answers, and it goes through just about everything. I went through this a couple times. It's really good. In fact, it looks very interesting. I think I want to go back through this again. I'll save this. Try to go back through it again. There's so much information on Python that, like I said, I spend 2 to 3 hours a day going through and learning and going through my books and just doing stuff online. And what'll happen is in my travels I'll come up and there'll be something that I would like to be able to do in Python, and that's really the fun part of it. I'll go ahead and start researching it, and then I'll put together a little program and start test running the program. I do everything in Vim, so I just write the program out in Vim. And then I just go ahead and run it. I enjoy watching the program run and seeing it run in the command line. And then that way I can see what errors or anything, or see what the program does. I've never have enjoyed running it from the IDE that much, or from IPython that much. Now I'll use IPython if there's some little code that I want to see if it's correct or not. But if I'm just going to create a little program, I just go ahead and use Vim for it. The next one is, I got a whole pile of links here. I don't want to go through them all. Oh yeah, here's a good one. Dive into Python. This is excellent. This is by Mark Pilgrim. I don't know if I mentioned this one before. I might have double links on it, but this one's excellent. Dive into Python. And there's a couple more that I know that I must not have on here for some reason. One of them is by, let me find that one. Oh yeah, here it is, A Byte of Python by Swaroop, Swaroop. Excellent, excellent. And he's also got A Byte of Vim. I haven't read that one yet, I'll have to read that. So, another one for my links. And the next one is The Python Tutorial. It's at Zetcode. I don't know who does it, but it's excellent. Also, there's a fantastic WXPython tutorial. I started playing around with WXPython. What it does is it creates nice little GUI applications using Python. And sometimes you'll get bored learning Python, you want to do something different. What I did was I took a couple of my Python programs and created little GUI apps with them. One of them is transforming Ogg Theora videos to AVI. I do them a lot with my screencasts. So I first created the little program in Python, and then I created a GUI to convert the Ogg Theoras to AVI in order to put them up for download after I complete the screencast. All right, that's about it for the books that I can see in my links. Now, there's many more, but those are the best ones that I've ran across. So now I'll go ahead and go through the regular books. Okay, like I said, the first book I started out with was Core Python Programming by Wesley Chun. And that's a big book. And I went through it. I got into the first few chapters and it kind of started going over my head. So I dropped back, and what I'm going to do is, well, I'm almost there. Once I feel pretty comfortable with Python, I'm going to go back to that book, and that book's going to be like the last one I go through, because he gets really in depth in a lot of the stuff with Python. And what I'm going to do is, once I get kind of comfortable, I'll go back and go ahead and go through that book. What I did get was, I went ahead and bought this. He has a video basically kind of about the basics of the book. And what it does is, for a new Python learner like me that has never programmed before, the videos explain the basics and exactly what's going on and the reasons why you're doing certain stuff with Python, and just basically an overview of programming in general. So it's called Python Fundamentals, and it's a DVD. Now, the interesting thing about this is this DVD is designed for Windows, and I don't use Windows. So what I actually did was I created a Python program to go ahead and view the video. I had to, I went ahead and extracted all the videos, put them in a folder, made a little menu up, and a little Python program to view the videos with a menu. So I used my Python knowledge to actually create a Python program to learn Python. So that's pretty cool. But it's a pretty good DVD. It's kind of expensive though. I think it's like $45. So the reason I like to support Wesley Chun in particular is because he's one of the guys that hangs out at the Tutor mailing list, and he volunteers his time. And so any of those guys I run across in my travels like that, I don't mind buying some of their material, going ahead and supporting them, because you know they have to make a living too. So that's basically the reason why I went ahead and bought the video. He told me, I asked him how come there wasn't one for Linux or Unix, and he said, well, it's out of his control. He just submits the material to the publishers and they kind of do whatever they want to. Evidently, authors a lot of times don't have much control over the end product, and he said he makes like $4 on each one sold. But anyhow, he got $4 from me anyhow. Core Python programming got a little bit over my head. So I dropped back and asked a few people, and they all said, well, hey, look, you need to get Learning Python by Mark Lutz and David Asher, A-S-C-H-E-R. So that's what I did. I bought a used one off eBay, the second edition. But a lot of these books, even if they cover just Python 2, 3, 2, 4, right now I'm using 2.5 on Gen 2. 2.6 is pretty similar. And it really changes when it goes to Python 3. I don't know if a lot, but a few things change when you get up to Python 3. A little bit in Python 6, not much, 2.6. And 2.5 is what I'm using. And this book was written for 2.4. Everything seems to work from the book. So if you want to pick one up pretty cheap, you can get the second edition. And like I think I only paid like $7 for this particular book. So Learning Python by Mark Lutz and David Asher. It's excellent. I've almost gone through the whole book. It goes through everything, and it's pretty easy for me to understand most of the stuff. And he kind of goes through each chapter, covers the progression of different things. Like it just starts out with the basics, how to run programs. It starts out with types and operators, which numbers, strings, lists and dictionaries, tuples, files, and then it starts with more statements and syntax, assignments, expressions, if, while loops, for loops, and documentation, functions, scopes, arguments, and then in more advanced stuff, goes into modules, and then it goes into some OOP. So, excellent book. I've gone through almost 3/4 of this one, and I've learned a lot. Kind of on a side note, in order to run these, to create these programs, like I said, I use Vim, so I had very little experience with that either, so I had to learn that along the way. So I went ahead and got this book here, Learning the V Editor, Vim, basically the same thing. And this was an older book too. This is the 6th edition. Not exactly sure when it was, probably in, I don't know what year, let me see. It's an older book. This is from 1998, so see, and it's still good today. And this is by Linda Lamb and Arnold Robbins. I got this book and I've gone through pretty much half of it. What I'll do is I'll go through like that other one I found. Troops has that tutorial on Vim. And I'll do these little quick ones and it gives me the overview. And then this book has it more in depth. So if I find something I think I can use, I'll go ahead and read up on it in the book. So excellent. And again, on a side note, what I found was when I started learning Python that I knew nothing about regular expressions. Nothing. So I needed to start learning regular expressions. So here we go again. And I got this other older book. Like something like Regular Expressions. It probably hasn't changed since, I don't know when, but it probably hasn't changed forever. So getting an older book about Regular Expressions is just fine. So I got this Mastering Regular Expressions by Jeffrey Friedl, F-R-I-E-D-L, and it's a really good book. I got that, and basically, I'm just getting started on it. It's basically just doing regular expressions with grep. I also am doing regular expressions with set and awk. So what you do is you use set and awk and grep to, I use it to practice my regular expressions. I'll just create a text file and practice my regular expressions. And so that way when I start programming in Python and I need to use a regular expression, I've got some experience. So I kind of know a little bit about what I'm doing. So like I said, here, now here's a great book on set and awk. Now this another one, I've only gone through a couple chapters on this just to kind of get the basics on set and awk. And it's by Gail Dohogree, an excellent book. I don't seem to go through one book all the way from first to the end. Now, like I said, I'm almost done the Learning Python book. But these other ones, I get started and I get to the point to where I feel like I'm halfway functional in it, and then I put it off because in the back it gets to be more advanced and I'm not quite there yet, but I mean, there's just not enough time in the day to do all this stuff. All right, and back to the WXPython. Like I said, a lot of times it's fun to play around with WXPython to create little GUIs for your applications. And for that, the book is WXPython in Action by Noel Rappin and Robin Dunn. This guy, Robin Dunn, he's on the WXPython mailing list all the time. I think he's the guy that wrote WXPython, but I'm not exactly positive. He's on the mailing list all the time. And this is a really good book, gives you the overview of WXPython. WXPython is pretty neat as far as it's you can do really advanced stuff, but it has a demo, and you go through the demo, and what I do is I just steal code from the demo. I'll steal blocks of code from the demo. Like if I see something in the demo that looks like about what I want, I'll steal some blocks of code from the demo and start playing around, put it together, and usually you can get something that works. And it looks fantastic on Linux, on GTK. I use GNOME, so it looks fantastic. I'm not exactly sure how it'll look with KDE. I haven't used it there yet. And as I was learning Python, it got to the point, just like it got to the point about being able to do regular expressions, it got to the point to where I needed to kind of understand basically programming in general, because I had no idea about programming, and I needed a basic understanding of programming. And to get an overview of it, people suggested that, hey, why don't you just go ahead and learn a little C? So that's what I started doing. Now, again, here I am again. I've only gone through a few chapters of it, but it's an excellent book, and it's a lot of fun to put together these little programs and run them and compile them with C. And C, to me, I can see a lot of the similarities between C and Python. They say Python is written in C, so that I can understand makes a lot of sense. So anyhow, I got this book. It's an excellent book. I wish I had enough time just to do it, go from start to finish to it. But I keep going back to doing Python. But it's C for Dummies, and it's by Dan Gookin, G-O-O-K-I-N. My plan is, it changes weekly, but right now my plan is to go ahead and go through, I want to get through that core Python programming. That book is probably going to take me probably six or 8 months to get through. So what I'll do is, that's my plan. I'm going to go ahead and do that book. And in the meantime, if I get bored, I want to continue with this book because it's a lot of fun. And it's a fantastic book. I also, along with the book, they have a bigger book that is like a reference book for C. And I went ahead and got that too. I got both of them. They're pretty new, and I got both of them relatively inexpensive for like $25 or $30 on eBay. But I really enjoyed it. And like I said, I'm only into it looks like I'm about half through this one. When I get some time, we'll continue. Oh, I almost forgot. I got another little book that I went through when I first started, which really helped a lot, was An Introduction to Python by Guido. It's a little bitty book. It's not that big, but it really gives you the basics. And you can go through this in a day, easy. And it's a lot of fun. So I would suggest that. All right, and the next book I got is Python in a Nutshell by Alex Martelli. And this is not really a tutorial, so to speak. It's basically a desktop quick reference. I mean, it's got everything in here. And this is the one I can see, if you really did some serious Python programming, that this one would be the one you used a lot, because this is one that you just sit on the desk, and it's got tabs here that goes through everything. And you can just, if you're having a little trouble or you forgot what to do, how to do something, you can just go through here and it gives you different examples of how to do stuff and explains it. And excellent book. This is one I keep on my desk all the time. All right, the next book I got was, this one's Python for Unix and Linux System Administration by Noah Gift and Jeremy M. Jones. And this is an excellent book. It goes through a lot of the different Python tools that you can use for different system administration tasks in order, like for creating scripts to do certain things. I really learned a lot in this book. So I would suggest that one very much if you want to do anything with Python as far as doing system administration. And another one I have here is the Python Cookbook. This is recipes from the Python community. And this is by a bunch of different guys. It's by Alex Martelli, Anna Martelli Ravenscroft, and David Asher. Again, you'll keep noticing these same names pop up. And what this is all different programs for anything you pretty much want to do in Python. And it gives you little problems, and it gives you solutions, and then it pretty much explains it. And excellent, excellent book. So this one is another one of the like desktop reference books. I just go through this whenever I'm trying to do something. And usually I can find what I'm looking for in this book or one of the other books, but usually in this book. What happens with Python is when you want to do something, there's usually a module somewhere along the line that's already been put together that saves you a lot of work, so you don't have to do all the coding. You just have to figure out which modules is best for the task that you want to do. And another little book that I find very useful, it's a small little book. It's called Python Phrasebook, and it's by Brad Daly. It says here it's essential code and commands, and it's really good because it gives you the basic overviews on a lot of the tasks that you're going to be doing day by day and how to do them and the right modules to use. And it's a pretty good little book, and it's small. You can carry it around in your pocket. All right, well, that's basically an overview of all the different online books, tutorials, and the books that I've accumulated. They're the basics of what I use to learn Python. Like I said, if you want a learning partner, if you're new to Python, or if you're just thinking about learning Python, go ahead and send me an email at david@linuxcrazy.com. And also, go ahead and stop by and say hello. My nickname is CompRookie2000 at Freenode on pound Linux Crazy. And for future podcasts, I'm going to go ahead and continue doing some interviews. I have a few people lined up that I want to interview. And if you have a tip that you would like put on the podcast, please go ahead and just email it to me. Just go ahead and create it in an AUG and create it and send it to me. If you don't know how to create an AUG audio piece, just send me an email and I can walk you through using Audacity of how to create your little tip. And you can send it to me and we'll put it on the podcast. All right, that's about it. Thanks a lot for listening, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. I'm trying to go ahead and do a podcast about 2 weeks, so I'll just keep doing that. I'll keep, when the 2 weeks gets up, I'll put together something to make a podcast about. Enjoy the new year. Bye, everybody.